Okay. So yesterday we started the sugya about davening achura beis hakneses. You Russia, not you, but that guy. So it's unclear exactly what Rashi was saying. He compared everything here to the mikdash. I'm not sure why the mishkan. I have to look. I don't know. I didn't look up that Gemara Megillah. I don't know. Was the mishkan always aligned towards, you know, Yerushalayim? I don't know. Akoponim. So we're trying to understand. What did you do to be called a Rasha? So we're in the back of the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you remember. And the Rabbeinu Yonah, his interpretation of Rashi, which is different than others, but I don't want to get into he said, she said. I want to get into like the details here. So Rabbeinu Yonah was learning that if you have a shul, the back of the shul is where the opening is. Okay? So it's the back, right? It's when you walk into the opening and you're looking forwards, you see the Heichal, you see the Aron, you see, right? So if you're in the back of the shul, on the outside, you're outside the shul, strike number one. And then you turn your back to the shul, strike two, and you're davening the opposite way than the tzibur, strike three, you'll be a Rasha. If you're in the shul, in the back, looking out the back, so your back is towards the front, and you're davening the opposite way of the tzibur, but you're inside, although it's usher, you're not called a Rasha. If any combination of two conditions, not three, you can't do that, but you are not a Rasha. That was the basic gist of the way Rabbeinu Yonah learned. He said that there was Rashi, but that's how it went. Okay? Right, so that's what Abaye kept saying. Abaye says, if you have all three conditions, but if you're outside in the back, and you just turn towards the shul, even if you're on the outside, you're still not called a Rasha once you turn towards the shul. But that's when you are in the back. Now, we're in the Rabbeinu Yonah and Gimel Beis. Right? Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Right in the fat lines on the left side. Big bold letters for Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hazaken. Okay, it's one of the Balitosis. The Re, they call him. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hazaken, anybody have it? If you don't have it, Thomas, I can point to you where it is. What? Gimel Beis Rabbeinu Hazaken. So this is we're in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Did I say the Ron? I'm sorry if I said the Ron. Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hazaken Mefarish Binin Achis. This is a little bit different. Shachuri Beis HaKnesses. What does it mean? Again, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. You're in the Achure Beis HaKnesses. Rotzalomar Achure Kosel Mizrach. You're behind the eastern wall. What?
You're behind.
So look. She'ein Sham Psachim. There's no openings there. Right?
It's a wall.
The Lashon Achure, which sounds like back, now here, you're not in the back, you're in the front of the shul. You're outside the front of the shul. There's no opening there. So why is it called Achure? Hachi mashma she'altzad she'shama p'sachim, in a korei oso, Achure. Let me read this carefully here. The Lashon Achure, hachi mashma she'altzad she'shama p'sachim. It sounds like the back should be where there are the openings. That's the beginning of the shul, which is the back of the shul, classically. Right? You don't walk into a shul in the front. In a koreo so achure, it's not usually called the back. Ukeshe omed acher kosel mizrachi shabbos haknes. But when you're standing outside or in the back of the eastern wall of the shul, vachurov klape hakosel, and your back is towards that wall. So you're standing outside the shul in the front. Outside, with your back towards the shul, afal pi shapanav keneged ruach mizrach. Even though you're facing the same way as the tzibur, the east, right? I'm facing out towards the east, and everybody is down that way. V'nimsa shemespal ruach shakol hatzibur mespalulin. So you're the same way as everybody else. Afilu hachi nikra rasha. You're still called the rasha. This is the Ri Hazakin's pshat. What's the difference between this shot and the other? Right? What's the difference between if you're standing in the back, outside in the back, facing the parking lot, or you're standing outside the front and you're facing out into the street? So your back is towards the...
back is towards the Aron Kodesh.
Your back is towards the Aron Kodesh. Strike one. So...
in the right direction.
Right. This is the difference. In this case, you're davening outside. Strike one. your back is towards the shul, strike two, but you are davening the same way as the tzibur.
Because you're facing the same direction.
Because you're both facing, everybody's facing the street. Right? You can imagine, we're all facing the street.
Right, but didn't someone say shtei rishuyos, or was that something, that was Rashi? That was, because it looks like that, no? Or was that just...
Okay, we're not there. That's just, but, right, this is different than the Rabbeinu Yonah's approach, which was, you have three strikes against you. It's machlokas. How many strikes do you need to be called a rasha? Yeah? He says, afilu hachi nikra rasha mifnei shnei devarim. You're called a rasha because of two things. Then they should call it tzibur bifnim. First of all, everybody's on the inside. You're on the outside. What are you doing? Umipnei shachuriv klav v'esek nes. And your back is right towards the basic nes. Okay? Those two things. Umifarish demai dam rabaye. And then he explains that when Abaye came in and jumped in and said, Lo amran elu delo mahadir ape lebe kenishta. Right? This is all if you don't turn your face to the shul. Now, pause for a second. Let's go back to the original pshat we learned yesterday. If you're in the back of the shul outside over here, and you're facing the parking lot, so you have three strikes against you. Right? But if you turn, you're now, okay, you're on the outside, fine, but you're davening the same way as the tzibur, and you're davening towards the Aron Kodesh. Are you? So all you're not doing is you're just not inside. Very light. But what about in our case? You're standing in front of the shul facing the street. Okay? You're on the outside. And now your back is facing the shul. But if you now, yeah? Down towards the street. Now if you turn around, you're still on the outside. Your face is towards the shul, but what? You're facing Aron Kodesh.
Then it's the same thing as the first.
But you're not diving the same way as the Mispalim now.
Right, so it's still three strikes.
It's two strikes. I'm facing the wall. I mean, if you're on the outside of the shul facing the back wall, okay?
And you're davening.
So according to Abaye says, no, but it's okay. Again, you're in the front of the shul outside.
But how's that different than being in the back, the real back, we'll call it, there, and you're davening.
Facing the shul.
You're only on the outside. If you turn your face towards the shul, correct. If you're on the outside, and it's very confusing, especially if you're listening to this, good luck, I'm sorry. If you're on the back of the shul facing the parking lot, you have three strikes against you.
Right.
If you turn your face towards the shul, you only have one strike against you. Because now only problem is you're outside. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the front of the shul, outside, facing the street, how many strikes do you have against you?
Two.
You're outside, and your back's towards the shul. So Abaye says, you're not called a rasha if you turn towards the shul. But what happens when you turn towards the shul?
You're not facing the right direction anymore.
You are not facing the right direction anymore. You're facing the shul, so you just traded one condition for the other. You still have two strikes against you. So this should be a question. Let's see what he says. I don't remember what he's going to say, but let's see. Right? Because, again, before it was, you went from three strikes to one strike. Oh, okay, we could deal with that. That's what Abaye said. You're not a rasha anymore. But if you're in the front, according to the Riyaz Zakin, you went from two to two. What'd you change? Right? So, Mufarz Demaido, Amar Abaye Lo Amran Elo Deloma Hadar Apel Bei Kenishta, and that which Abaye said. This, you're only a Rosh if you're not facing a Shul. Rotsu Loma Kiamrina Denek Rosh, that which you're called a Rosh, Davka Kisha Achurov, La Besa Knesses, Upon of the Mizrach. The worst thing you can do, this is the way you have to learn Riyaz Zakin, is when your back is towards the shul. That's the worst. Because again, according to Abaye, what we're doing is we're change trading. Our back is now not towards the shul, but you're not facing the same way as the tzibur. You're facing opposite ways. That you're not called a rasha for, as long as your back is not towards the shul.
Sounds like it's a hierarchical thing, that they're not all equal.
This is the worst
against you.
Right. According to the Rihazakin, there is one that is worse than the others. Your back being towards the shul. That's the worst. He says, I lost my place here. Cameron, I'm going back to this. It's right in the middle of the line. Cameron, the Nikra Rosh, Dafka, Kishachur, Besek Nesses, Upan of the Mizrach, and your face is towards the east, you're facing the street. Because of those two things, Shamar, that we said, if you have a question, ask. Aval Kishapan of Eitzel Besek Nesses, when you turn your face towards the back of the shul, Cave and Shapan of Klape Kosel Mizrachi, since your face is towards that eastern wall, the front wall of the shul, but just from the outside. Shesham HaHechel, where the Aron Kodesh is, Afa Pisha Omid Bechutz, even though you're on the outside. V'nimsa Mispal Klapi Ruch Me'arav, and you're davening towards the west, right? You're on the outside of the shul, in the front, back to the street, face towards the shul, you're diving to the west. Everybody diving to the east, you're diving to the west. The Chol HaKol Keneged HaMizrach, and everybody in the Tzibur is davening towards the east, less lamba, not a problem, meaning not called a rasha for that. Kevan, Shepnei Kol HaKol Klape Heichal, because since the face of all of the people in the shul are facing our Kodesh, Upanov Gam Kein Klape HaKosel, and this guy's face is also towards the Kosel, Shesham HaHeichal, where the Aron is, that's the Iker. So it seems to be clear from the Riyas HaKim that if you have a choice to daven towards the Aron or towards Yerushalayim, it's clear. You daven towards the Aron. Right? That's clear. You don't want your back if you're in the front of the shul. You don't want your back towards the shul. Right? Even though everything's supposed to be diving towards Yerushalayim, towards the Kodesh Kodashim. But otherwise, if you're in a shul, you can't daven towards Yerushalayim. It's going to be bizarre to the shul. The heichal, that's right behind, in front of you. Or behind you. Good?
Even though the minion inside is davening a different direction, just both facing the Aron Kodesh.
Because because without going into it too much, because I haven't really looked it up, we daven towards Yerushalayim, but it seems to be, you have to daven towards the Aron, which is supposed to be in the direction of Yerushalayim. Should be aligned. But if somehow it's not, you're supposed to daven, like you said, by the Sfaradim. Sometimes the Sfaradim, they daven around.
Right.
But just imagine Aish, we have that section in the front left.
Right.
They're not facing
but
east.
But they're okay because they're facing the Aron.
They're facing the Aron. So some people turn. I mean, I don't like to daven straight anyways. I turn my old chair, but I think it's weird davening that way. But you see that in a lot of shuls, it seems to be. So if you have a choice, you should daven towards... Well, what, the mirror? They mentioned that yesterday. You weren't here. Yeah. The mirror looks like, I said that. I said the mirror does that. The mirror's like that also.
Where everyone turns out away.
What is that? So we said, what does Rav Shechter do?
I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah. Then why you based on yourself? That's a little bit off. They're not downing to it. Which, if Amir didn't have that, we don't, whatever, doesn't matter. Okay, anyway. Fine. I mean, this is not the sugi of davening towards Yerushalayim. There is, we're going to get to those Gemaras. This is just davening Achur Beis Knesset. There's a lot of different Gemaras that need to be put together over time. So fine, he brings a Raya. If I can find it. Maybe Raya. Yeah, we have that? Maybe Raya. It's in the middle. Maybe Rai Lazeh Perish, he brings a Rai to his explanation. This Gemara, I'm reading the comments, I say in the Gemara later, in the fourth parak, Tfilsa Shachar, Hayomer Achori Beis HaKaporis, if you're standing by the back of the Beis HaKaporis, so I think this is referring to, I don't look it up, I think this is referring to the Mikdash, the Mishkan, Beis HaKaporis. Yeris Hatzmakilu Omer Lufnei HaKaporis, if you're standing behind the Beis HaMikdash, we discussed in this case yesterday, right, when you're diving by the Kosa Maravi, you're behind the front wall, I guess, of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kodesh Kodashim was, right? We're facing the Kodesh Kodashim, not just facing, we're facing the back of the Kodesh Kodashim, right? When we dive in by the western wall, right? So if you're standing in that place, and by the Achuri Beis HaKaporis, Yiras Atzmo, imagine, see yourself, Ki'ilu Omen Lefnei HaKaporis. See yourself as if you're standing right in front of it. Even though you're right behind it. Klomar means to say, Yachzir Panav Lakir Maravi, turn your face, that means, he understands it as, turn your face towards the western wall, Shasham HaKaporis, where the Kaporis is. Meaning, if you're standing where we are on the western wall, don't turn your back to the western wall and face out, because it's the same direction as everybody in the Mikdash. Everybody's diving towards the west. No, the Ikers are diving towards the west because of the Kodesh Kodashim. So turn like we do. We dive in towards the back of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Yira Belibo, and imagine in your heart, Ki'ilu Hayaomi Bifnim Im Yisrael. And just imagine, even though physically you're not, but imagine that you're with Klal Yisrael, davening the right way in front of the Kodesh Kodashim, even though you're davening the back of it. Upanav Lefnei HaKaporis, and your face is towards the Kaporis Atzma. Even though it comes out when we're davening in the Western Wall, Klal Yisrael, other times the Beis HaMikdash was facing, we'd be facing each other. So we're davening to different directions. They're davening to the west, we're davening to the east. Right? Shakaporis haya nosen betzan marav. Because the Kaporis is in the western part of the Beis HaMikdash, from east to west. The Kol Yisrael shahayu, see that gimel? Change it to Mikdash. The Kol Yisrael shahayu b'Mikdash, and all the Jews that were in the Beis HaMikdash, hayim espam penem kinegin marav, they're facing the western direction. Shashama Kaporis. Vizen, this guy, Kishom Rachore Kaporis, he's on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, looking in, upanov la Kaporis, and he's facing the Kaporis, meaning the Kodesh Kedashim, Nimsa Shapon of Kenegan Mizrach. He's facing the eastern direction. Ever chap the Matzius? Yeah.
Did they daven in the Beis HaMikdash?
I mean,
people are just giving sacrifices, right? So is it everyone just like looking the same way?
But in the Chatzar, there was tefillahs, I guess, yeah. I mean, they weren't saying Shemon Esrei.
Right.
But it could be, I don't know, it could be whenever the Kohanim were saying anything with the shchitas and the tefillahs they were saying, did they always? I don't even know, but I guess so. They always had to turn right because the mizbech was facing really the south, right? I think the mizbech was facing the south. It was not facing the. We're not going from east to west. It went from north to south.
Didn't we learn that?
Right? Was it? What?
We learned that. Didn't we learn that?
What?
Like when we did by this stuff when you get out of your bed. If you want
that's
to go north and south.
That's about the menorah. That was the menorah.
Yeah, menorah. And,
No. That was the menorah and the shulchan. Yeah, but there, but the mizbech adam, the mizbech hanechoshes also was like that. So, but you see, now I'm thinking about it now. You see that if you remember by Maseches Yuma, they in the beginning when he's shechting the par, they set up the par was like north to south, but he turned his head or the cow's head towards like the west. I don't remember, I have to see it again, but you see the directions are important, yeah. So you have them facing each other. So again, this is a raya from the Maseches from Daf Lamed that this can happen. This situation that if you be on the outside of the basement, outside of the shul, facing in, your face is the right way, but you're facing the opposite direction of the tzibur. That's okay. That's his raya. Veinim espal tzachik kol yisrael espal. And this guy's not davening the same way as all of Klal Yisrael. Val filu hachi em bekachlum. No problem. You're not a Russian. It seems like it's a chatchilo. Vafilu hachi ein b'kach klum kevin shapanav l'kerab kaporis, because since your face is facing towards the Kodesh Kedashim, upanei kol Yisrael l'kaporis, and everybody's facing the same thing, not the same direction, but they're facing the same thing, the Kodesh Kedashim. Hachanami so tu benarkes by davening Shemon Esrei afo pish mespal kenegin amarav. Even though they, the tzibur, is davening towards the west, No, this guy is davening towards the west. Right, sorry. He's on the outside of the shul facing in. He's davening towards the west this way. The Kol Yisrael in the shul is connected to Mizrach. They're facing the eastern direction. Doesn't matter. Sha'akshav shemispan Mizrach. It doesn't matter because they're all facing the same thing, which is the Aron the Hechel. Shenemar vispal derech artzam. Right, you're always supposed to daven derech artzam towards Eretz Yisrael. Afilu hachi. Even so, even though that this guy in the front is davening west, he's not, his back's towards Eretz Yisrael. In our case, it's tefillah. Yes, everybody? The directions are confusing. Afilu hachi came in Japan of Lakir, since his face is towards the wall, ha-hechal of the Arun, u'pnei kol Yisrael, la-hechal, everybody's facing the same hechal, lo nikra Rasha, not called a Rasha. L'divrei ha-kol, fine. That's the Riyaz Zalkin's explanation. He brings a raya from the Goran Lamed, because that works with Abaye. Once you turn yourself towards the wall, it's great. You're good. Good. Udivrei kol. Everybody holds. Im omid b'chutz l'tzad sofen. If you're standing on the outside by the north side, o l'tzad darim. On the south side. Right? Before, we've only been discussing you're outside in the back, the west, or outside by the east. If you're standing on the northern side of the shul or the southern side, and your back's towards the shul, Nikra Russia. He's called a Russia. Nikra Gamkin Russia. You said Russia. Why? Your back's towards the shul. You're not davening. You're on the outside. You're not davening the same way as the tzibur, Right? You're not going opposite them, but you're not going the same way as them, and your back starts a shul. You have three strikes against them. Mamash Rosh. Mimnesha over al kulam. You're over on everything. Hubachutz, here you go. You're on the outside. Your back starts a basic kinesis. You got all the problems. Mihu, however, impon of the basic kinesis. But if you're on the north and southern and south, south side, and you're on the outside, but you're facing the shul, your back's not towards the shul, your face is towards the shul. Devrei Hakol, lo nekra Rasha. You're not called the Rasha, because again, that's the worst, when your back's towards the shul. So even if you're on the outside, even if you're not diving the same way, l'kuli alma, if you're facing the shul, you're okay. According to the Rabbeinu Yonah earlier, you don't have three conditions. You need all three to be called the Rasha. And according to the Riazakin, once you face the shul, you're good. Maybe not the best thing to do, if you're on the outside, not with the tzibur, but you're not called the Rasha. David called Lonikra Rasha Avisha Omid Bechutzi when you're standing outside. Kaven again, since Shapanov Eitzel Beis Hakness, since your face is towards the shul. V'yavol Pi Shenemar Shenimsa Shenimispal Luruch Mizrach Keshar Kal. Even though they find that you're not davening towards the east like the rest of the Kehila, you're davening towards the south, or you're davening towards the north. Ain Lachush, don't worry. Kaven Shein Mispal Lamarav, since you're not davening towards the west. Hafoch Mimashem Mispal Kal Kal, and you're not davening to the opposite direction of the Kehila, you're okay. Mpi Mori Harav, and that's in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah himself. Good. Okay. Fine. That is not so. I don't know. It's not so common, but fine. I have to see inside out to Smil's look today. Let's get the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just see how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Oh, I have it here actually. That's right. Yes, sir. There is a Rambam. I think it's really work on it. Not in the Sefer, in the Tshuva, he talks about a case where what happens if you're in a building that was built next to a shul, and the way that you'd be davening in that building would be Achuri Beis HaKnesses.
You're in a separate structure.
What? So that's bad. I think basically what he answers. I have to look it up again, but he basically says, since you're in a different structure, different shuls, that's not what we're talking about over here. That's not the problem. So now we have a breakaway minion. If you're gonna break away, at least face the same way, you know? That's exactly the problem there. Okay, so in Simon Sadi, so he says Simon Sadi, Sif Zion. So it's going through all places that you can't daven, and we've done this before. Don't daven in Malkum Paritz, just like outside. Not in a churba because of mazikin. We learn these gemaras, and then it says, "V'lo achuri beis hakneses." Not this case called behind the shul. Im eino machzer upon the beis hakneses. Don't daven in the back and the outside if you're not facing the shul. V'achuri beis hakneses. What does that mean? What's the achuri beis hakneses? Even asks. Hu hatzad shepesach pasuach bo. It's the side that it's open where you enter into the shul. Vu hafich hatzad shepon melav. It's the opposite of the side that you're facing. Right, you walk into shul. Okay, everyone understands. The who hefech atzad sheponim elav hakal k'mish pasvalim. It's the opposite side where they're davening. The yesh meforishim. Some say behefech, the opposite. What is achuri beis hakneses? In the outside of the front of the shul. Those are the two shitas. First shita is. Let's see if he brings it down. Mem is Rabbeinu Yonah and Perush Rashi. That's what he says, and then the Riyaz Zaken. Okay. You should hold to both shittas. Don't daven outside on either side, facing the inappropriate way. And even if you daven on the other side, north or south, chutz lo beis hakneses, what we just learned, even if you daven on the northern side of the shul, the southern side of the shul, on the outside, yesh lahachmir bimachmir sheyachzer upon lo beis hakneses. It's good to be machmir and face the shul. The kol zeh kishenikir kishemachzer achuru beis hakneses is all when it's nicker. It's all recognizable that you're turning towards the shul. That's what you're doing. Aval imhu mispal bebayis hasamach lebeis hakneses. But if you're davening in a room, a house, something on the side of the shul, upanav kineged Eretz Yisrael, and your face is going towards Eretz Yisrael, karoi v'achuruv lekosel beiso. Shukosel beis hakneses, but somehow it's situated. I'm not going to draw the picture now. But you're in the considered achuri beis hakneses, but you're facing Eretz Yisrael. Mutter, it's okay. She'enu nikur shemachzer panav beis hakneses. It doesn't look like you're facing the opposite way. And a lot of things over here is just how it looks. You're Russia because again, this guy is davening. So if we said at the beginning, this guy is davening, Why is it called the Rashi? Because he's making it look like the Shtei Rishuyos. He's looking like his back is towards the Shul. It looks like he's davening the wrong way. But if you have your face the right way, then you're okay. Fine. Ad kan, Shulchan Aruch. I don't want to get into it too much. I will tell you that, yeah.
The Shulchan Aruch's is that it's not a higher priority to daven towards the Aron, but davening towards Yishalayim is okay. You're mutter.
No, he. Well, it depends. He brought down both sheets.
I thought we learned in the Gemara right here that it was better to face the Aron than to face Yishalayim.
That was according to the Riyah Zakin's understanding. Okay. When you're standing in front of the shul, and you have a choice. One way, do you daven towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the street, or turn your face towards the... So according to Riyaz Zuck in that shah that came up, and he says you should face the shul.
But the shul Norak is not ruling that same way.
In the shita of the Riyaz Zuck in his. But if you daven, if you're davening in the back of the shul, that was Rabbeinu Yonah's opinion. And outside of the back, right. That shayla doesn't happen. He's not bringing up that exact shayla. But again, he does hold like the Riyaz Zuck in. He says you should... If you're on the outside of the front of the shul, you should turn towards the shul. So in that way, he is deciding that you... Because the biggest disgrace when your back is towards the shul. You're towards Eretz Yisrael. But that's a disgrace to the shul. You can't do that. Fine. We'll pause here. I did see... And I didn't get to look at it yet. There is a long piece in Rav Kook about this. I have to see if we'll be zochet to understand it. It's longer than his usual. Well, not longer than his usual, but... We'll see. Tomorrow we'll do this. There is another Gemara. I'll just show you quickly for a second. If you look at the next line of the Rabbeinu Yonah, Am Rabbi Yeshua, you see that bold line?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Asur la'adam shi'avur achure beis ha'knesses b'shash ha'tzibur mespalan. It's also to walk achure beis ha'knesses, I'm not going to translate, in the back of the same lashon, achure beis ha'knesses, when they're davening. It's a Gemara somewhere else in Brachas. We'll see if we connect it. But something else we have to see, we're not going to, but today's Wednesday, right? I don't know if we'll see tomorrow. We'll see. Tomorrow or Monday. What was it that Maisa with Elio Navi?
What was what?
That Maisa with Elio Navi.
Oh.
Where he killed the guy?
Oh.
So we have to get into that. I saw there's even a Rambam. I started laughing yesterday. I'll show you next week or tomorrow. I was reading a Rambam and I just started laughing. It doesn't usually happen. We're reading a Rambam. But we'll see.
Rambam on the fact that Elio Navi killed this guy?
Yeah, it seems to be. Wow. It seems to be. It was just funny that it was so blatant in the Rambam. But so we have to talk about that also. There are ramifications, you know. Can Basin just kill people for certain things?
He's like a Pinchas.
It was like a Pinchas, yeah. Pinchas is Elio. Elio is Pinchas. Makes sense. Yeah, anyway. Okay, fine. Let's continue tomorrow.